Senate Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland says
it should be all about the security of America, and the president's policy is very political and is wrong.
Cardin calling it disappointing. President Trump announcing the ban in a series of tweets on Wednesday morning, saying he made the decision after consulting with U.S. generals and military experts. Senators continuing debate on a GOP health care measure aimed at repealing and replacing Obamacare. The debate follows yesterday's procedural vote and then the first vote on a version of a bill that failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Just 43 senators voted in favor of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Summer Splash Flooring Sale for the best deals on the best selection of Woodluck waterproof floors and more. Choose from more than 40 varieties of vinyl plank up to 45% off. Get 20% off Avella Woodluck tile packages. And all water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale. Plus, get pre-finished hardwood on sale from $149. Like Bellawood Select Maple, it's 30% off. More from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to the Summer Splash Flooring Sale today.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Members or persons that were inside the residence. We do know that investigators are speaking with them at this time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction starting to come in to President Trump's decision to ban transgender persons from U.S. military service.
And our nation is not safer when we sanction discrimination.
Senate Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland says
it should be all about the security of America, and the president's policy is very political and is wrong.
Cardin calling it disappointing. President Trump announcing the ban in a series of tweets on Wednesday morning, saying he made the decision after consulting with U.S. generals and military experts. Senators continuing debate on a GOP health care measure aimed at repealing and replacing Obamacare. The debate follows yesterday's procedural vote and then the first vote on a version of a bill that failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. Just 43 senators voted in favor of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Chamber.org.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places.
Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a 3-week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot. For bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil or a special buy, $3 is $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia is reportedly carrying out airstrikes inside Syria today. The move comes not long after Vladimir Putin got approval from Russia's parliament to use military force abroad. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie tells Fox News that it's not good news for the U.S.
This is the beginning of Russia trying to replace America as the major power in the Middle East.
A top Kremlin aide says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad asked Russia for military assistance. The use of military force is said to apply only to air forces in Syria and not ground troops. What was once Tropical Storm Joaquin is now a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 hurricane has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Some weather models predict the storm will hit the East Coast, while others show it turning out to sea. Officials say no matter what the outcome, people living on the East Coast should prepare for heavy rain from Hurricane Joaquin. This is USA Headline News.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 74 degrees. This afternoon, we could expect mostly clouds. Tonight, we'll have some patchy drizzle and fog after 5 a.m. And tomorrow, Thursday, patchy showers with thunderstorms and a high of around 82. Thursday night, a chance of showers. And Friday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. And Sunday, also mostly sunny with a high near 81. Finally, a little sun.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. I have my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. So today, I'm going to talk about defense mechanisms. Now, many of us have heard of them. Not everybody has. Don't know what they are. Don't even know where they came from or the terminology of them. But a defense mechanism is something that we use to protect our ego. Isn't that an interesting statement? So it has its the history of, I'll say rather that way, is Freud. Sigmund Freud, who tends to be called the father of modern-day psychiatry and psychology, came up with the term defense mechanism because he saw that we had ways of coping with anxiety. Now, these ways are not conscious. They're unconscious and oftentimes unconscious anxieties. But there's approximately 31 defense mechanisms that we use to negotiate our lives. And allow us, again, it's sort of giving us a sense of protection from things that we might not otherwise be able to tolerate. In other words, I can't conceive of this particular thing applying to me, So I use a defense mechanism. It's so awful. That might be my viewpoint. It's so awful that this particular thing is about me. I don't really want to see it. So it's an unconscious action that takes place in order to protect ourselves, oftentimes, from going crazy. There's a lot of times we use words that we don't even realize that they are defense mechanisms such as denial, repression. Okay, those are two that we use quite a bit. Projection is one that we use. And oftentimes, too, we use these words in application to other people, and we don't necessarily see them applying to ourselves. But I think it's important, especially in the process of gaining good mental health, to become aware of what mechanisms you may be using to actually protect yourself. One of the downsides, okay, positive side, is it's protecting myself. I'm protecting myself from myself is basically what it means. But when I can begin to recognize that I am using a defense mechanism and I begin to see that this is not working for me, I'm going to use denial as an example. I'm in denial that I'm an alcoholic. When I remove the denial and I see and admit that I am an alcoholic, I can begin to make healthy changes in my life. So that would be an example. So my goal today is to go through them. Hopefully we can get through all of them. Some of them I'm going to talk about very, very briefly. And some, of course, I'm going to linger on a little bit to talk a little bit more about them. Like I said, there's approximately 31 of them. And you could look them up online. Just Google defense mechanisms and see what they are. Well, the first one is acceptance. So acceptance, you think that's a defense mechanism? Well, when we're in a situation that's causing a lot of anxiety, one of the things to do is to accept it. This way I'm kind of going with the flow. Okay? So if I think it's just awful, I'm going to accept it. And I don't have to fight it. I don't have to change it. It's just the way it is. I will use abortion as a suggestion in terms of acceptance. We accept abortion as this is what women do to take care of their bodies. It's their bodies. They have the right to make this choice, and we accept that as a fact. Because if we were to look at it as saying, well, what we are doing is we are murdering the unborn, that, I have to tell you, I don't want to look at that. That is too awful to think about. So I would rather accept that this is a health issue. This is about women's health. Abortion is about women's health. Okay? So that would be an example of acceptance. Acting out. Well, my goodness, acting out. What in the world does that mean? So it may be that I want to become really angry about something. I want to act on impulse. I want to curse something. But I don't think that it's socially acceptable. So it holds me back. On occasion, however, I may not be able to balance the impulse, and I act out anyway. It's usually a very theatrical storming about, releasing of stress. So when we see, you know, we use the term postal. When somebody goes postal, I haven't heard, maybe use that quite as much anymore. But you know what? I've had it. I can't stand it anymore, and I act out. I become violent. Is a possibility. I can't stand it anymore. Maybe I cut myself. Okay, so I'm self-mutilating because I can't handle the stress anymore. Okay, that would be an example. Anticipation is a defense mechanism. So what that means is that I'm gearing up for a stressful event. I'm trying to become mentally prepared for it. It may mean that I rehearse the outcome. I imagine that I'm going to tell someone off, or I'm going to take care of myself, or I'm going to finish it. But in some way, I'm mentally preparing myself. So I have clients who will talk about things like this, that I never know what I'm going to find when I get home. Or when I was a kid, I never knew what I was going to find when I got home. I didn't know if Dad was going to be drunk or Mom was going to be drunk, or I really didn't know. So I always had to sort of pre-plan and anticipate and get myself all geared up and ready to handle the situation, because it's otherwise too stressful and too dangerous. I needed to have a way to handle it. Altruism. Really? Altruism is a defense mechanism? Acting out and having goodwill towards another person? Well, how in the world could that be a defense mechanism? Again, remembering the defense mechanisms are a way of protecting ourselves. Well, if I'm afraid, okay, anxiety, if I have anxiety and stress that you don't like me, I may be extra kind or generous. I'm going to use this example. So some of this stuff may have some political tones to it. So I may be really afraid, okay, that people in poverty are going to lash out and hurt me. So I'm going to give to them. I may even set up a welfare system for them. I'm going to give them entitlements to keep them, and I'm looking like, and that's one of the things, I'm looking like I'm being very helpful, when in reality, what I'm trying to do is neutralize an argument. Okay? Does it make sense? I hope that makes sense. So altruism is where I'm giving to other people to placate them because I am too stressed about what may happen if I don't. Avoidance, pretty clear. When I try to avoid a situation where I perceive there may be some anxiety or danger. Now, avoidance sometimes may also happen because I don't want to talk about it. That's avoidance. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, you know what? I'm noticing I've got a lump on my breast, but I don't really want to go to the doctor. I'm going to avoid it. Maybe it'll go away. Take care of itself. I prefer leaving it unresolved instead of confronting it, because it causes too much stress, too much anxiety. So neglecting it is better than dealing with it. That's avoidance. Conversion. And again, remember, defense mechanisms are all related to levels of anxiety. So when my anxiety level is so high, the way I'm going to protect myself is I go into and use a defense mechanism. So conversion is caused by repressing impulses and feelings. And sometimes these can turn or be converted into physical complaints, such as a cough. even to an extent, I want to say extreme is the word I'm looking for, feelings of being paralyzed. So here I am, I'm feeling anxious and I'm coughing, you know, because I'm too anxious. I can't catch my breath. And it's really not related to anything but the anxiety. And I'm converting my anxiety into some type of a physical manifestation. So denial. We talk about denial quite a bit. I mentioned it early on when I started the program because it's probably one of the most popular defense mechanisms. We don't think of it as a defense mechanism because we use the term denial so often. We just think it's part of a psychological, I don't even know what we think. It's just, we just say denial. But the reality is that denial is a defense mechanism, and it's the way someone protects themselves, again, to avoid damage to the ego caused by guilt. So, an example, I use example of alcoholism, but it may be that I'm in denial that my husband's having an affair with my best friend. Because it's too painful, there's too much anxiety, it's too undesirable. Generally speaking, if I'm dealing with denial, if I had denial, I don't see that I have a problem, like in alcoholism, gambling, eating disorders. Oh yeah, I overeat and sometimes make myself purge, but that doesn't mean I have bulimia. I just do that to manage my weight. It's in control. I pay my bills. I know I go and, use my credit cards to gamble, but, and I've got huge credit card debt, but I manage to pay my bills. I win sometimes, and it's not a problem. Denial. I've beaten my wife, but the reality is it's her fault. She made me do it. Denial. So if you can understand the concept, it is so horrible or horrific to think that I would beat my wife. I can't even see myself as a wife beater. It's just a horrible concept. Drunks are awful people. They're awful. I cannot be one. I'm not lying in the gutter with a paper bag and a bottle. I go to work. All right. So, I put a shot of whiskey in my coffee in the morning. Drink at lunch. Have a bottle in my desk. I'm functioning. Denial. We tend to live in an imaginary world that separates us out from our actual environment. And that's what denial does. It protects us. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I will be back with other defense mechanisms. I think it's important to know what they are and to look at yourself to see if you have any of these things. Because again, when we begin to remove some of these things, we can actually make some changes that may help us mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally. So I will be back in a few moments, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altam, your role, your host for today's program, also a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking about defense mechanisms today. Defense mechanism is something that was coined and created by Sigmund Freud, who first noted more than a century ago that there were certain mechanisms that we had in place that protected us from things that we didn't want to really see about ourselves, protecting our ego. So I've already talked about a few. There's about 31 of them. I've talked about acceptance, acting out, anticipation, which is about getting myself ready for some crisis that I may anticipate happening. Altruism, which is about giving things to people to placate them, and therefore neutralizing an argument or anything that's uncomfortable. Avoidance. I don't have any problem. I may feel a lump in my breast, but I'm going to wait, put it off. Hopefully it'll resolve itself. Conversion, which is I'm taking my anxiety and I'm repressing it and it comes out in some kind of a physical complaint. Denial, which is also the one I ended up with. And, we use that one quite a bit, denial. I don't really have a problem. Someone forced me, my wife forced me to hit her, or they forced me to commit. OJ, there's a good example, okay? He went and he robbed that house because they had what he perceived as his things, and he wanted them back. And so he was forced to do that action. Displacement. Displacement occurs when a person represses affection, fear, or impulses that they feel towards another person. saying that it is somehow irrational or socially unacceptable to demonstrate such feelings. Well, you know, this may be something where, I don't know, let's say you grew up in a home that was very racist, and I fall in love with someone who is of a different race. I have to say, you know what, no, that's not happening. And I would rather turn those feelings towards something else or someone else. I displace them. And again, oftentimes this is unconscious. So, it's a way of dealing with the anxiety. Disassociation. And this happens to people, again, it's a defense mechanism, who tend to momentarily lose a connection with the world around them. Well, what does that mean, to disassociate? The extreme of disassociation is a split personality. Okay, we use that term, split personality, not as frequently, but it is disassociation. Okay. It happens sometimes when we feel like we've lost a little time. I'm in a stressful situation that I can't really deal with very well. And so I remove myself in some way, daydreaming, staring into space, letting my mind wander until someone kind of nudges me to bring me back to reality. A lot of times this happens around illness, or when we're in a highly stressful situation. So we disassociate, we disconnect from our feelings. They're too unmanageable, so we can disconnect. It's too horrifying. Fantasy, okay, which seems kind of mundane, but people do use fantasy to escape reality. And it is a way to, again, it is a defense mechanism. It's more pleasant to be in a fantasy. Okay, life of Walter Mitty is a good example. He's filled with fantasies because his life itself was too mundane. Okay, that's a really good example. If you haven't ever seen the movie, there's an older version and a newer version. That's a good example. Humor. Now, why would we say humor is a defense mechanism? Well, I have had clients who, instead of crying at a situation because it's painful, will laugh. Instead of being angry at a situation, they laugh. If they're in relationship and their partner is in distress, they laugh. The partner goes, "Why are you laughing at this? This is not funny. This is a defense mechanism because I am not mature enough, okay, to actually deal with the situation at hand. So I laugh or I make a joke. It's a defense mechanism. Humility. Now, why in the world would we think humility is a defense mechanism? Well, it shows that we lower our expectations and the view of our self-importance. We sacrifice our pride and we focus on other people. It enables us to pacify those around us in a tense situation. It may actually help other people empathize with them. So humility, it's important to have a healthy sense of humility. So it's not like I'm boasting and being better than and having a big puffed up ego. But I also don't want to put myself down, make myself lower than. Okay, defense mechanism of humility. I'm a really good cook. And you come and you say, "Oh, I'm not that good of a cook." And I say, "Oh, well, you know, actually, I burned dinner last night. I don't want you to feel bad that I'm a good cook. So what I do is I make it sound like I'm, you know, I humble myself. And again, just want to repeat that defense mechanisms are something that created by Sigmund Freud, and they are ways that we protect our ego from distress. Idealism. This is another one. It's when we create an ideal impression of a person. We put them on a pedestal. We idolize them. We cannot conceive that they would do something as horrible as. You want to know a really good example? Hitler. A whole society was filled with idealism as a defense mechanism because I can't wrap my mind around that this man is such a monster. So we idolize him. We do that in many ways today. We might look at a celebrity, for example, and we might idolize them, and yet in their real life, they may be doing... I'll use Michael Jackson as an example. You know, hanging his baby over the balcony and all of the things that he did to himself, both chemically and the different surgeries, plastic surgeries, and yet we idolized him. We hold them up. We admire them. We celebrate them. We make excuses for their failures and emphasize their positive qualities. It doesn't matter that he beat his wife. It doesn't matter what he did. It doesn't matter that he rapes children. Boy, oh boy, he's really a great singer. Okay? I'm not saying that about Michael Jackson. I'm just using that as an example. Another defense mechanism, and again, I'm hoping I could get through all 31 of them today, is identification. So, a good example is someone who may be, and we have some of this going on currently, I identify myself as a black person. I might be white. I can't remember her name. But there's a number of people who are doing that. And the bottom line is I cannot accept that I may be racist. I cannot accept that I grew up in a racist family. The whole idea is so horrifying to me that that may be who I am, that I then identify myself as a black person. Okay, it's a defense mechanism. I may adopt mannerisms, like language patterns. Excuse me. Coughing. Excuse me. I'm going to go to a commercial break.
Hi, I'm Chuck Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, I'm back. I just happened to swallow the wrong way. I don't believe that I have conversion as a defense mechanism. I swallowed the wrong way. Anyway, so I was talking about identification, where I identify myself as someone else, and that's a defense mechanism. Intellectualizing or intellectualization, that's where I am in denial of my feelings, and I make some good excuses. I stay in my head about them. I think it rather than feel it, and it prevents me from having passionate feelings. Okay, so my feelings remain really very, very mild. Because I'm always intellectualized. I'm always coming up with the intellectual aspects. I don't even want to say think it through, but I give reasons to it. Okay. Introjection. That's when something occurs, when a person takes stimuli from their environment and adopts it as their own idea. In other words, if someone criticizes me, let's say that, I may then take it on as something that's true to me rather than actually look at it. I may take on, let's say my spouse may have a particular belief system, and so to stay within the marriage, I take it on. Okay. Maybe I love dogs. My husband hates dogs. And so to stay in the relationship, which is not true, I will say, oh yeah, I hate dogs too, even to the point where I believe it. Okay. So that would be introjection. Isolation, it sounds pretty clear. In other words, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to feel it. It sounds like denial. It's like having a particularly stressful job, and I may use isolation to separate my work life and family life. I'm not going to talk about it at home. I would do I really don't want to deal with the stress of it. So I separate myself. I'm not in denial that it's stressful. I just make sure that I have very clear, and I'm going to use the word boundaries, but it's more than that. Okay. So I don't get any kind of support for it. I don't do anything like that. I just sort of turn it off. Don't think about it. Because it can otherwise affect my family life, my personal life, and I don't want to deal with it. Passive aggressive. Okay, passive aggressive happens when I don't want to believe that I'm an aggressive person. I don't want to believe I have anger issues. I'm not an angry person. But, you just did this thing to me, and I'm going to go out and slash your tires or scrape with my key down your car, and you won't know it's me. And I feel vindicated by doing that, or I sabotage someone else because I'm really angry at their success. I sabotage it. Projection. Projection happens quite a bit with people because I don't want to believe that it applies to me. So I project it onto someone else. And the word projection is just like, if you remember, like a projector, it's like watching a movie, the machine projects the picture onto the wall, throws it onto the wall. So I can't see that I'm a gossip, but boy, I could see you're a gossip. Even if you're not a gossip, I project it onto you. I can't imagine that I am jealous, but you're jealous. Or I can't imagine that I have low self-esteem. That's too horrifying to think that about myself, but you don't have good self-esteem. I'm not the alcoholic. You are the alcoholic. I'm not the racist. You are the racist. So whenever we do that, you are, it's a good time to say, let me stop, because chances are I may actually be projecting, especially if I never stop and look at myself. I'm always looking at you. You are the one that's really bad with money. I may be in a lot of debt, but you're the one, okay? Rationalization. This occurs when a person attempts to explain or create excuses. Well, you know, I'm not good at this because I was never taught. Okay. The reason why, you know, I weigh 350 pounds is because no one ever taught me how to eat healthy. Granted, I'm an adult and I could go learn, but no, it's my parents' fault. It's because there was too much, you know, the dog ate my homework. Okay, that's why it didn't happen. I rationalize, I come up with excuses. Oh, okay, we're getting close here. Reaction formation is really interesting. A reaction formation happens when we have an urge for some type of unacceptable behavior and we shift it to something positive. Okay, an example, a surgeon. A surgeon may be someone who really wants to hurt other people, but that is, you know, I want to cut people up, I want to kill them, stab them, but you know what, I have to tell you, that's the most horrific thing. I don't want to see that about myself, I don't believe that about myself, so I will become a surgeon, okay? Sometimes this could be a fireman. I want to start fires. So rather than being an arsonist, I become a fireman. Rather than being a criminal, I become a policeman. Rather than being a criminal, I become a lawyer. Rather than going on all the impulses to do evil things, I become a minister or a priest. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that applies to everyone. Make sure that you know that. So it doesn't mean that every policeman really wants to be a criminal. Okay. But that doesn't mean there aren't some. Or every surgeon really wants to stab people. Okay. So, it can play a role if I don't realize that I have those tendencies. Okay. As a kid, I loved to, pull the wings off of insects and drown kittens, and so now I'm a veterinarian, okay? Because I don't want people to think, and I don't want to see, and that's something I don't really want to acknowledge, that I have those impulses. Repression. Repression happens when I can't remember. So it's different from denial. Denial is I may know that I'm drinking too much, but I don't believe that I'm an alcoholic. But repression is I don't even really remember. My mind believes that this particular thing did not even happen. It's sort of bottled up in the unconscious. And sometimes in therapy, through imagery work and things like that. A good example would be someone who might have been incested. I don't think I was ever incested. And yet we could look at all of the things going on in their current life, and it kind of points towards that. And then we might do some imagery work, and the memory comes up. But it's been repressed for years. And regression. Regression happens when someone exhibits earlier stages in life. A good example is when a five-year-old now becomes a, their mother has another child, and all of a sudden this infant's getting all the attention, and the five-year-old wants to drink out of a bottle. Okay, that would be an example. But there are a lot of times people can regress, have a temper tantrum. Okay, you didn't get what you wanted. Now you're having a temper tantrum. You're acting like a two-year-old. Okay, you're regressing. Sometimes it may even lead to people seeking out things for comfort, like stuffed animals. How you're an adult, you're carrying around a stuffed animal. I've seen things where adults like to get dressed up as infants and drink out of a bottle and lay in a crib and those kinds of things. That is regression. There is self-serving bias. Okay, and that's pretty clear. So self-serving is when we exaggerate the importance of our own achievements. So I puff myself up. Makes me feel better. Because otherwise, I have to look at my low self-esteem. And frankly, I don't want to know about it. So you could hear how these things, they're defense mechanisms. They're ways of protecting ourselves. Social comparison. Okay. Again, that is, it is pretty clear. It's a way of making ourselves feel better. Okay. Or it may also help us identify with the person. Okay. It's not the same as empathy. Splitting. Splitting occurs when we attempt to reconcile a multiple aspects at the same time, sort of black and white. I'm either this or I'm that. I'm either wrong or I'm right. There's no middle ground. I don't know. I can't seem to compromise. So there is splitting when that happens. Sublimation. Again, that is an impulse to repress something negative and turn it into something positive. Somatization. That is when I have a physical thing. Okay, so in other words, hives would be a good example of a lot of stress comes out as hives. Suppression, that's different from suppression is different from repression. They're similar. We may be entirely aware that what we're doing is pushing something down. Okay. Suppress feelings of love or dislike towards another person and trying to act normal. Okay, so I may really not like you, but I'm going to act as if I like you. So that would be a good example. Undoing. Okay. And chances are we've done something that we regret or that we want to undo it. Okay. So we may actually go back and try and recreate the situation and try to fix it. Maybe we do a lot of, oh, you know what, one of the things that I did is I really insulted somebody, and so what I'm doing now is giving them lots of compliments. Okay. And finally, wishful thinking. We engage in wishful thinking to avoid facing undesirable realities. Wishful thinking can be, if I do this, then hopefully I will get that. I will avoid being disappointed. I will avoid being sad as long as possible. So wishful thinking, I found out my husband, again, not true, but I lost his job, so he's going to come home and be very angry, so I'm going to make his favorite dinner. I'm going to make sure the house is clean. I'm going to go buy something that I think he's going to like, so that wishful thinking, I'm going to, you know, hopefully avoid having to deal with this person's feelings, or even my own feelings, for that matter. So, I know I had, there was a lot of commercials that I was supposed to do, which I didn't do because I wanted to get through these defense mechanisms. And I do have a few minutes just before my show's going to end. So what I may do is actually do the commercials at the very end of my show. So I want to thank those of you that have listened. And, of course, you could go on Facebook on and like me under Counselor's Chat. You could go on the Hunter County Radio and look up my archives and see where something that you might find interesting on Counselor's Chat Facebook page that may coincide with the date, so you can go back and listen to some other programs that you might like. If you are interested in getting counseling, you can find out more about what I do on the web. My website is www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two R's, counselor.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899, 908-237-2899. If you're interested in setting up an appointment, if you are interested in leaving a comment about my show or have a suggestion for a topic that you might like me to discuss. Counselor's Chat is really about promoting good mental health and letting people know what licensed professional counselors are all about. And we do many, many things. So counseling, I think, you know, removing the stigma is a huge thing. When we're thinking clearly and our mental health is working really well, we make better decisions on how to take care of ourselves and how to love other people. And that's one of the main reasons that I do this show. So thank you for listening, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Signing off for now.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family.